Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right page. Not that Maggie's back in town.
On the fan, McMonagle here with you for another 3-hour program here on this Thursday morning, taking you until 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019, that's the number to call. We got Fliegelman on the other side, and we're taking you for 3 hours. Let's go. Let's talk a little Jets football. Why not? It's official. Yesterday I was the last one to the news that Aaron Glenn was probably going to be the guy. And today we found out, even though he left the building yesterday, he is the guy. And now that we've established that, I feel like it's no longer, you know, what's the point of the discussion of, hey, the Jets shouldn't do this. The Jets need a guy like this. That's done, right? He's the guy. And now that we know they are running it back, this tried and true plan of theirs of going with a rookie head coach and a defensive head coach. Now that we know they're doing what they love and what they know, let's talk about how they best serve this young coach. Because we could talk till we're blue in face about all the positives of Aaron Glenn, right? And I'm not saying there aren't. I watch the same videos you watch. I respect how great of a player he was for this organization. And I understand that he knows the organization well. He understands the fans. He understands the perception of the team. He understands what it's like to be here, winning and losing. He seems to be a real motivator and a leader of men, right? All the positives you could tell me. And you could tell me all of that. And again, he's ready to deal with this. Oh, he could be different than Robert Saleh in that aspect because he's been here. He knows what it is. He's dealt with it. If you want to make sure that this guy gets off on the right foot and you want to give this guy an opportunity to get the job started in the right direction, because to me, looking at this team and where they are, and what is it, 2015, the last time they had a winning season and the longest playoff drought in professional sports, this is about making the playoffs. This is about having a winning season. It's not necessarily about winning the Super Bowl for me. It's not about winning the Super Bowl in the next 6 years. Like that would be great. Winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, sure. But this coach, if he does want to get off on the right foot, and we understand the market, and we understand how this team is viewed and where the fans are, if you want to give this guy a chance, you have got to bring back Aaron Rodgers, because if you get worse at the quarterback position, you are doing a major disservice to this guy and hindering his ability to do what needs to be done and give a fresh breath of air to this fan base, to this organization, to everything that's surrounding it. The black cloud of losing that is hanging over this team makes it so much more difficult to move forward. And as this head coach, and we've seen it before, right? We've talked about it. Rex Ryan came in, was successful year one. Herm Edwards, successful year one playoffs. Mangini, successful year one with a playoff run in his first year. And ultimately still failed. But if you're going to tell me that this is the guy, and you're going to tell me he knows and he can motivate these guys, like it's almost the perfect fit. Because you're going to bring in a young head coach. You're going to bring in a young offensive coordinator, most likely. That's what it sounds like. And the one thing I do trust this young head coach to do is motivate the team and get the defense fixed. And if you look at this team, if you have a coach that you believe in is this young coach and he could fix the defense, if you bring back Aaron Rodgers, this team can win. I firmly believe this team can win. But if you set him back, and because of whatever reason, and there are reports that he would want to keep Aaron Rodgers, and I understand the negative of the chaos that can be Aaron Rodgers, but this is about getting off on the right foot and changing the narrative of this franchise. And when you look at this roster, you can't tell me downgrading at the most important position, because make no mistake, there is no better option at the quarterback position. None. Anything short of Aaron Rodgers is weakening your team at the most important position. You're giving it a dead money cap hit, assuming he's going to continue to play. So now you're going to have a cap hit and a lesser quarterback. You're going to make it harder to build the rest of the roster, and you're going to downgrade the quarterback position as you go in with a lot of skepticism from a lot of fans. Sure, today, now that it's the news, now that it's official, and Jet fans are trying to sell themselves on it, maybe there were a lot who were happy about this hire before, but there's a lot of skepticism around a young head coach, inexperienced head coach, a defensive-minded head coach. It's going to be, maybe Wilkes as an experienced defensive coordinator, but it sounds like you're getting a rookie GM, you're getting a rookie head coach, you're getting a rookie offensive coordinator. And you're going to put all that in and take away the most important position and make it worse and start this year off with a lesser opportunity to go out there and win? Because to me, we've talked about it before, whether it's the stories around the owner, whether it's the idea that this franchise is cursed, whether it's nothing works, whether it's every single story, whether it be the quarterback going on Pat McAfee or going to Egypt or anything else that comes out. This team gets zero benefit of the doubt. The organization feels snake bit. The fan base is fed up. And it's all because of the persistent losing since 2015 and beyond. And this playoff drought hovering over this team is slowly suffocating it. And if you bring in a head coach, a rookie head coach that a lot of the fan base questions, a defensive-minded head coach that a lot of the fan base questions, after having it fail time and time again, having Todd Bowles fail and Robert Saleh fail, and the same things were said about both of those guys, we are hearing now about Aaron Glenn. Motivator. Everybody loves him. Got the defense, you know, fixed. He's a real leader of men. We've heard all of the same things other than he knows the New York market and knows what it's like to be a Jet. That is the only substantive difference between him and Robert Saleh and Todd Bowles. And in fact, you could argue both of them had more success as a defensive coordinator than Aaron Glenn has had over the last couple of years in Detroit. Not to say he hasn't done a good job, he has, but you're talking about San Francisco, one of the best defenses in the sport, and Todd Bowles, one of the more prestigious defensive coordinators in the sport, who at the time felt like was passed over a couple of times for head coaching positions. If you want to give this guy an opportunity to get off on the right foot, because if you downgrade the quarterback position and you lose, and say, listen, if you're going to downgrade the quarterback position, you might just end up going into full rebuild mode. Right? And trade Sauce and do different things to not go about chasing the end of this playoff drought. And where does the team go from there? And how difficult is it? What's the perception if the losing continues with a rookie head coach? And does a rookie head coach really want to come in with the opportunity to coach a Hall of Fame quarterback and say, nah, I'll pass on that. Give me some lesser quarterback with an enormous weight around our neck of a dead cap money and make it more difficult to build around it. Give me the lesser quarterback. Let's start this off by losing. The Jets have done enough losing, and the roster's good enough. You have got to figure out a way. Now, the caveat to all this is we don't know what's in Aaron Rodgers' mind, and maybe he's excited, right? I don't know how he feels about the prospect of a rookie offensive coordinator. We've heard the names of Clint Kubiak and lately Nick Cayley, who's been the passing coordinator for the Rams under McVay, right? Everything McVay touches turns to gold. It's a spot and a coaching tree that you want to get involved with, so I understand that thought process. And it sounds like a name that, in particular, Aaron Glenn would love to bring here. And we have to see what Aaron Rodgers has in his mind and his heart. But if Aaron Rodgers is willing to come here, if Aaron Rodgers is willing to continue this path of trying to bring the Jets back to prominence, looking at last year, all they were short of was a legitimate head coach. And the defense fell apart on them the minute they fired Robert Saleh. And I expect this coach to be able to fix the defense. You want to make this easy for this head coach? Give him a veteran Hall of Fame quarterback who can come in and work with an offensive coordinator, get on par with, I don't know, Davante Adams, a Hall of Fame level wide receiver, along with Garrett Wilson, a uber talented young wide receiver. Breece Hall, if you ever breed confidence into him, one of the more explosive backs in the league. Fix the offensive line. You found a left tackle in Fashanu, and go out there and perform. And make everybody forget the names of Robert Saleh and Todd Bowles. And throw it in the faces of guys like me who questioned a defensive first-time head coach. Because putting him behind the eight ball with a lesser product is only going to make things difficult for him. This is different. And I'm sure he understands that. This market is different, right? We say he knows the Jets. You can't come in here and immediately lose. Even if you sell it to the fans, they're not willing to buy it. Making the playoffs is number one. If you want to look at what this is about, there are some teams and some situations, and maybe we'll go through some of them as there's a lot going on in the NFL. There are teams, there are situations, there are places you can go, start from ground zero, and have this 3-4 year plan of becoming a playoff team and a Super Bowl contender. I don't think right now that's the New York Jets. I don't think that's the best way to focus and look at this team. A 5-year plan is not what's best. Not when you have this losing hovering over the organization that makes it more difficult to get on that plan. Right? Even if it's just a 1-year thing with Aaron Rodgers, you come from a place of winning, you come from a place of success, and then you can set, then this head coach gets off onto the right kind of foot where the process of building that plan can get off where, hey, I know he can coach. I know he can coach. I've seen it. He was given a talented enough roster. He fixed the defense. The offense worked with Aaron Rodgers. He didn't hold them back. Game management wasn't an issue. It didn't fail under him. If given the resources, he can win. Aaron Rodgers isn't a long-term fix. After 1 year, we have to go back to a plan and be a normal organization after a winning season and a playoff year. And then from a positive nature and a position of strength with a young offensive coordinator that made it work with Aaron Rodgers, with a young head coach who fixed the defense and was able to take this franchise who hasn't won since 2015 and give them that winning season. And now you know. Now there's no more speculation about a young head coach and a defensive mind and whether that can work or not. You've seen it. You've got to give him that ability to get off to this kind of positive start. And it only happens with Aaron Rodgers. It only happens with Aaron Rodgers. Then you start the process of building a roster good enough to win the Super Bowl. And hey, crazier things have happened. The Washington Commanders are playing in the NFC Championship game. The Washington Commanders. I believe this team is still good enough, if there's a coach, if there's Aaron Rodgers, to compete for a playoff spot. And that's what this team is desperately aching for. Every single story, we believe it all. If the Jets make the playoffs, and next year a story comes about Woody Johnson making decisions on Madden ratings, no one cares. The article might not even be written. But because it's the longest drought in playoff history, or I keep saying that, it's the longest drought in professional sports, everything's believable, everything's worth a comment, and everything feels like this is why the Jets can't succeed. And if they don't succeed next year, I don't want it to be Aaron Glenn. And this is the reason why the Jets can't succeed. And whether we want to admit it or not, and whether or not we want to say that, hey, we should be smarter than that, and that's unfair, that's what it will be. and he will be punching up for the rest of his tenure as a New York Jet. You have an opportunity here, and I'm hoping the owner, who I don't know exactly the relationship between him and Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. But it sounds like there has been a major disconnect. And whether or not it was a joke that he suggested benching the coach after the Denver game, which has been, you know, kind of suggested that it was a kind of comment, a joke to see the reaction he would get, or whether or not that was real, whether or not there is a major tension between him and the quarterback, where Aaron Rodgers is more comfortable with Christopher Johnson as opposed to Woody Johnson, whatever the case may be. If Woody Johnson gets in the way, because there is a notion in some reports that Aaron Glenn would want Aaron Rodgers. I don't know that to be true, but if it is true, and I don't understand how a young coach would want to start his career with a Hall of Fame quarterback as opposed to whatever the options are, and they ain't good. But if this owner is so stubborn and so disappointed in how last season went with the quarterback and whatever is frustrated, and prevents this head coach that he hired in the same formula he's hired previous head coaches, leaving it up for people like me to question the process and question the hire. If you don't give this guy the best opportunity to get this thing off on the right foot, shame on you. This is about going out there and ending this playoff drought, ending this losing, and putting a quality product. Because we could talk till we're blue in the face about other coaching staffs and the way it went and whose fault it was. The product on the field for the New York Jets has been garbage for the last 4 years. It's been longer than that, but for 4 years, it's been unacceptable. This coach needs to come in and change that, get off on the right foot, win some football games, possibly and hopefully end this playoff drought, and then from there, he begins a process with a bunch of leeway, a bunch of equity, and a bunch of good feelings, as opposed to another miserable year. And explain to me how this team is winning or making anybody feel positive if they downgrade at the most important position in the sport. They have got to bring back Aaron Rodgers. They have got to give this coach a chance to get off on the right foot. They have got to give this team a chance to end this drought. And if they're going to make the road higher, if they're going to do, and now, you know, for some organizations, this isn't the road higher, but for the Jets, it's been the road higher. The young defensive coach, if you're going to stick with that because you believe in this guy, give him every tool to prove yourself right year one and begin the process of getting back the fan base, getting back the belief, getting away from this cloud of losing seasons and no playoffs, and change the narrative of the entire organization. And I know Aaron Rodgers was supposed to do that already, and he's failed, but he's failed for a numerous number of reasons. Injury, poor coaching. And who knows what this season honestly would have looked like if Robert Saleh wasn't fired mid-year. They were losing. It might not have been a playoff year. It certainly wouldn't have been a year we all thought it could be in the AFC Championship game. But it could have been something. The coaching was a disaster for this team. And if you're going to tell me this will change because what we've seen from Aaron Glenn and the leader of men and he'll fix the defense, give me all that and give me Aaron Rodgers and give this team a chance to strip itself of the narrative of this is the Jets and they lose. Because if he starts the same way Robert Saleh started, and if he has bad quarterback play, and we're having the same conversation about, well, hey, look at the job he's done with the defense, but he's been given no quarterback, we've seen that story and we know how it ends. Let's go out there, end it, and get him a positive start and some good feelings and some equity and some leeway with the organization and the fans, and then we can worry about how do you build this team to a Super Bowl team. You got to get the stink off. And you got to give Aaron Glenn the best opportunity to do that, and that's with Aaron Rodgers. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll start with the Jets and whether or not you think they should bring back Aaron Rodgers. To me, it's a no-brainer. We'll get to the Giants and their quarterback position because there's been a couple reports now There's been a couple reports about how those two quarterbacks might not go 1-2. And we got to see what the Giants should do at number 3 if that's possible. Some news coming out of Tennessee as well. We got to get to that. Pete Alonso's always on the table because I got to tell you, as we get more and more and we're hearing stuff about him in Toronto and, you know, the Mets might not be out of it. To me, it's the same thing it's always been. The Mets don't want him.
Talk about your Jets on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 227. McBonagle here with you on The Fan. And, you know, so I just told you for, you know, 17 minutes or so that I think you got to bring back Aaron Rodgers. I don't think there's another way. I do not want to start this Aaron Glenn tenure off with losing. And I got a tweet just now that I read. And I got to tell you, this is the exact thing I'm talking about. This is the exact thing I'm talking about. And this isn't unique to Aaron Glenn. I've been saying this about the Jets for a while. No matter who the head coach was. This is why I wanted Mike McCarthy. This is why I wanted Pete Carroll. I wanted a stabilizing guy because I wanted to bring back Rodgers and try and win. So it's not that it's, I mean, but particular, I mean, for the same like kind of head coach, like if it was an offensive coach and you told me we can get a young quarterback here and start developing, I could be sold on that a little bit. But this is what, and I understand this person's thought process. I do. In some ways, I think it's flawed, obviously, because I disagree with it. But particularly for the Jets, there are many teams who can feel this way. I don't think the Jets can. This is from Alan Davis, and I respect your point, Alan. They're not getting past Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore next year. Cut Rodgers now, take the cap hit. After next year, they'll have money on the cap, or you know, and then start the playoff rebuild. Take the medicine now. I understand that thought process in some ways. I understand the idea of, hey, is this team, even with Aaron Rodgers, who, again, looked not like himself for a lot of the year last year, then because he's 40 years old and he's only getting older, the bumps and bruises will come and maybe he's no longer capable of playing through a little bit of a banged up ankle or a banged up knee or a tight hamstring the way he was in his 30s. And we're destined to see the same kind of thing or whatever the case may be. He's not going to be the MVP again. And I get that. And there are some organizations and some teams where it makes sense to look at it through the prism of, are we going to be good enough to contend for a Super Bowl? And if not, you know, maybe we should try and reshape this thing. I sort of get that, but let's be totally honest. Now I know Josh Allen is a different, you know, breed. He's been unbelievable this year. Everybody expected the Bills to take a step back. If you would have went into the start of the year, a lot of people would have felt like the Bills couldn't contend this year with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Now, obviously, you're not going to rebuild with Allen, but here they are. They just beat Baltimore and have an absolute chance to beat Kansas City. I know Allen's different than Rodgers certainly right now, but still, nobody. And this, I gave you the lesser best option first, the lesser analogy first. Nobody would have thought the Washington Commanders were good enough to beat the Detroit Lions or get to 12 wins or get to the NFC Championship game. Nobody. And I think they're live dogs on Sunday to get to the Super Bowl. But that's even secondary to the main argument. It's not about winning the Super Bowl. And that's an indictment on the Jets. Believe it or not, that statement to me is an indictment on the Jets. It's not about winning the Super Bowl. It's been so bad for so long. And the losing streak and the not making the playoff streak has been so overwhelming and such a black cloud over the organization and has worked its way in to every single decision they make and every single bad luck thing they get, like it all permeates into the Jets can't win. They're the laughingstock of the NFL, and nothing they do is right. And that has to end. To me, that is important as a major first step before I even think about winning a Super Bowl. It's not about let's get the roster right, let's get a young quarterback, let's do what typical teams need to do. Some of the stuff I'm talking about, the New York Giants. And hey, if they didn't make the playoffs in you know, 21 or 22, whatever year it was, 22, maybe we'd be having this discussion. I don't know. All I know is the Jets are the laughingstock of the NFL. Their owner makes decisions based on Madden ratings, and the Suns run the show. It's a laughingstock. They haven't made it's been a longer playoff drought than any team in professional sports, and twice as long as any team in the NFL. That needs to end. And if you're going to hire a rookie defensive head coach and follow the same pattern that you have followed so many times over and over again just to see it fail, and you're going to try and sell the fans that this is different, the only thing that can be different about a Jets season is winning. And so I don't think it's worth taking the medicine now. I don't think it's worth saying, hey, we're not good enough to beat the Ravens or the Chiefs, so what's the point? I think it's more about, hey, can I be a better team than the Chargers? Can I be a better team than the Texans? Can I be a playoff team in this expanded era of NFL football? Bet your ass I think they can be. I truly believe that. They can be. And if you believe in this head coach for all the reasons you believe in him, he's a leader of men. He's going to fix the defense. He understands what it's like to deal with the Jets and understands what it's like to be here. And he's a former player. And I love the way he talks. And I think he's a great motivator. And if he can do all that, then with this roster and Aaron Rodgers, he can get you 9-10 wins and get you into the playoffs. And that will change the way they could lose by 40 in the wild card game. It will change everything about how this organization is viewed and how we feel about it. And sure, from that point on, then we have different standards, then we have different feelings, and who knows, it can all go to crap. There's no guarantee with any of this. We've seen the Giants start with a new head coach, turn Daniel Jones into someone who doesn't turn the ball over and won a road playoff game, and then it fell on its face. So nothing is guaranteed, but I need to end the losing. And I certainly don't want to continue the losing with a rookie head coach, because it sounds all great now. And the fans, and Evan, if you're half asleep right now, and Evan Roberts can tell you all he wants that there's reason for optimism, and I understand it. Now you buy in. Now you get optimistic. Now you think of all the positives that this head coach brings. Now you start to talk about, man, listen to him speak. You know what? Look, he was a New York Jet. He was a very good player. He did work his way up and took no shortcuts. He does deserve this job. I don't care. You know, I would have preferred a more, veteran head coach and someone with a little bit more of, proof that he can do it and some winning. But you know what? I do believe in this coach. And I think today's the day for that, because I do think Aaron Glenn can be a very successful head coach in this league. I don't think there's any reason why he can't be. But how quickly that will turn if we look at another 5-win season. How good are you going to feel about this hire if they're playing meaningless games in November and December yet again? And I really don't think they're in the position to get the young quarterback. I don't know if they're going to be able to draft the young quarterback. I suppose they could in the second round or something, but it won't be a position where you're going to start unless they trade back into the one spot. I don't even know if it's plausible with the Jets right now. Trade back into the first round or something. But like, if you take a quarterback in the second, third round, like, and bring in another veteran who's lesser than this and you lose, it's going to be hard to sell the idea of, hey, they're building something. How are they building something? Unless they really just break it all down. And then the losing is just part and parcel because you moved on from Sauce Gardner. You moved on from, you didn't re-sign Reed. You did different things. You've changed the team a little bit. And you're rebuilding. But is this team right? You want to go into a rebuild with a team that hasn't been successful for forever to start the beginning of a rookie head coach? When you have Aaron Rodgers, the Hall of Fame quarterback, sitting there? Like, I find that very, very difficult. I want to give this guy the best chance possible. I want to give him a chance to win. And even if it's not at the level of winning the Super Bowl, which one, by the way, you have no idea. We have no idea. We could say it, and I think it's practical. Do I think it's reasonable to say this is a Super Bowl team next year? No, I'm off that. I was on that last year. I was wrong. And it's tough to get back on that. But can they be a playoff team? Can they be a winning team? Can they be an 8.5-point underdog in wild card? Yeah, why not?
So, you also, like, you know this. The audience might not know this. I'm a person who it's like Super Bowl or bust every year, every team. The whole thought process should be, what are you doing that helps you win a Super Bowl as quickly as possible, right?
Yep.
So, I should be in line with the guy who tweeted at you.
Yeah.
The reasons that I think he's wrong, and you kind of hit on them, but like a big one is to start with this one. You just said, I don't think the Jets are tanking bad. Like, they're not, even if they were to downgrade a quarterback next year,
right,
and it's not Rodgers, I think the scenario you presented earlier of like, hey, now you win 7 games again with a bad quarterback,
right,
and we're saying, well, what could have happened if they had a good quarterback?
Right.
Because Aaron Glenn fixed the defense. And I think, bare minimum, we think Aaron Glenn's going to come in and fix the accountability issue and fix the defense that fell apart after Robert Saleh was fired.
Right.
So that possibility of the Jets being a 2-15 team and being in position to for sure get the quarterback. Not even like, hey, they're picking fifth, there are two quarterbacks who could fall to them. No right. doubt get the quarterback next year. They're a long ways from that. Then you add in the talent they have on the roster. If we're talking rebuild, I mean, you have Quinnen Williams, who's like 27, 28. Quincy Williams, who I think is a year older. Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner. You have all these guys who are in their early 20s.
Yeah.
People age quickly in the NFL.
Right.
If you're talking about a 2-3 year rebuild, well, then all of a sudden the Williams brothers are in their 30s. All of a sudden, Breece Hall, you're talking about a second contract for a running back and whether or not he should even be continuing with the Jets. Garrett Wilson might be so fed up with the losing at that point where he already left the Jets. So they're not positioned to have that kind of teardown. Again, right. I always want to say what gets me to the Super Bowl fastest, where the Jets are and the perception of the Jets, I think it's get rid of this stigma. Get rid of this playoff drought year one because you're not in position for a total teardown.
Yep.
Go make the playoffs. You're Aaron Glenn. You proved, okay, I can do this. I can win if the talent's here.
Right.
Now, me and whoever the GM hire is, now we're going to start to shape the team in the way we want it. Maybe you convince some of the players, the veterans, to, hey, stick with us, buy into this, believe in this culture. The people in the building can believe it. The people outside can say, hey, it's a new day with the Jets. This isn't the same old Jets.
Yep.
And then now we're just tasked with, and it's a big task, but you have to find the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But then it could become the only thing you have to do instead of breaking this down. And now you need a quarterback, but you're where the Jets were 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You need the quarterback, and you need an entire roster around that.
Right.
So the tweeter's point, normally I'd be on board with that. It's
right.
true for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
With where the Jets are, it doesn't apply to them.
Yeah. No, they're in a very unique situation. I completely agree. And you're right about the young talent. I was saying, I don't know where you would move on. And then if you do the rebuild, you're right. Now you're talking about being good when all of a sudden questions have to be made on how much money to pay all these guys.
I even forgot. This is a team that's going to return 4 offensive line starters next year, 3 of whom are all in their earlier mid-20s.
Right.
And former first or second round picks with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have to
the time is now.
They have to be respectable now, and respectable is playoffs. You're right. I agree with you. Super Bowl, we both thought it was possible last year.
Yeah.
That's off the table. You said the Jets are in a unique situation. They are. Playoffs is a 1-year ceiling for them that they have to try to reach.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, and you made great points there about the roster and the position of it and where, like, do they go from here? And right now, as presently constituted, I firmly believe, especially if like Aaron Glenn is what they think, right? Because then Aaron Glenn could be the guy who fixes all the issues with accountability, like you said, and fixes the defense, and with a lesser quarterback, wins 6-7 games, and then they're in the middle of nowhere again. Like, it's even that, like, it's about winning right now. That's what it is for me. And I think the offensive line can be better this year. I think you found a left tackle now. I think if Aaron Glenn comes in and fixes the defense, and Aaron Rodgers could stay a little bit healthy and have all year of the tandem of Adams and Wilson, I think that's a winning team. I still do. I think it's a winning team. And winning, as me and you agree, and I'm hoping a lot of the audience does, but you can call me up at 888-808-1019 and tell me, I don't view this particular team as how do I best win the Super Bowl? And I could view that about, certainly in the NBA, we talk about it, right? Every move in the NBA is based on, is this a great enough player to get us to the promised land? Nobody wants to be the eighth seed. But I just think with the longest playoff drought in professional sports, it is critical for this team to get rid of that stigma. Because it feels like that gets in the way of things. That needs to end as soon as possible. And they're in a position to do it. And the rebuild is a tough, they built a really, talented young roster. Offensive, he just gave you. The offensive line's all four returning starters in their 20s. You got young defensive players. You got a young wide receiver. You're not going to get rid of those talented players. And the rebuild starts with what? A young rookie quarterback and, making some of those players go. And then by the time you're good enough to really compete, those players are at their second contract or in their 30s. It's a very difficult prospect for the New York Jets right now. And for Aaron Glenn in particular, because that was more of an overall Jet thing. I'm trying to talk about a little more specifically what's best for this coach, because he also touched on something that we talked about prior to the show, and I didn't fit into the open. But if Aaron Rodgers does go somewhere else to go play football and is successful, and this Jet team does fix all of their major ills of the defense and accountability and pre-snap penalties and all that, and you come in and you actually see a coach, you actually, hopefully by the grace of God can work clock management like so many other head coaches.
I hope the camera was on for that, because did a Joe Beningo praying to the heavens gesture.
I did. But maybe he could fix that and all those things, and then you bring in a lesser quarterback, win 6 or 7 games, and watch Aaron Rodgers go play well. And you would have thought to yourself, man, if we would have kept Aaron Rodgers, this team was good enough to win 10, 11 games. And I know we're all fed up with Aaron Rodgers. 28 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. He wasn't good enough. And several times over the course of the year, he had an opportunity to go down the field and win the game. It wasn't always his fault. Sometimes he went down and tied the game or would lose later and didn't win the game. So I get it. But many times he had an opportunity to go win the game and didn't do it. And that's what you pay Aaron Rodgers for. And there was a lot of bad throws, and there was a lot of miscommunication between him and his team. They were bad at the line of scrimmage, which is something you expect Aaron Rodgers to be brilliant at. That's where he's dominated over the course of his career. That's why he had the COVID MVPs. I mean, if you watch the Enigma documentary, he talked about the idea that even on the road, with no crowd in the building, he was able to manipulate the line of scrimmage much better on the road. The line of scrimmage is his domain. And it was a failure of the Jets, especially early on in the year. I would think a head coach another year would fix a lot of that. The only question is, a year older and still likely to get banged up, and can he play banged up? Even if he's on the field, even if it's not an injury bad enough to take him off the field, is at 41, is he capable of playing banged up? Because that's going to happen in the NFL. So I understand that part of it. But besides that, you can't tell me you're going to find better for the New York Jets than 28 and 11 and the experience of Aaron Rodgers. You've got Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge. Let's go with Aaron Glenn and Aaron Rodgers. That just dawned on me. Let's have a bunch of Aarons here in New York winning games here and making the playoffs and hopefully getting to the World Series. But I don't see another way. I don't see a better way. Because he's right. Imagine that. You want to talk about being a Jet fan, right? Imagine having the longest playoff drought in professional sports, deciding to move on from the Hall of Fame quarterback you brought in last year, who threw 28 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. You move on from him because the owner doesn't like him, and you're fed up with him because he's older, and he didn't win in the 2 years he was supposed to win, and that's the end of the experiment. And he talks to Pat McAfee and all the other stuff, and he wants to run for vice president and everything that goes with him. He goes to another team. He goes to wherever. You name the team.
I'll give you one.
Yeah.
He goes to Pittsburgh, and they don't win the Super Bowl, but for the first time in almost a decade, they're able to win one playoff game.
Yeah. So he's winning playoff games in Pittsburgh while the Jets find their coach. And it feels like, wow, he did a great job, tightened things up, fixed the defense, and with a lesser quarterback, we won 7-8 games. And yet, all right, maybe some promise, but not the playoffs again, and Aaron Rodgers is winning in Pittsburgh, and you felt like, man, that could have been us. And that's sort of best case and worst case. I need Aaron Rodgers here. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Chris in Queens. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I like the hire.
Okay.
I like the hire, you know, thing, you know. So I dig with players like Sauce Gardner, Gary Wilson, mm-hmm. and the Williams brothers. You have those four young guys. Build around those four young guys.
Yeah, but the problem is they're not young by the time you're done building. I mean, that's the thing. If you don't have a quarterback, like those guys are in their mid to late 20s, now you're talking about having to give them a second contract in their 30s, and now it's more money. It's, well, I mean, some of them have been paid already, but I mean, it could be just now they're not as good as they are right now. I understand your point, but like we just said, like this roster right now is in that nice time frame to win now. If you build and it takes 3 or 4 years, now these guys aren't 28, they're 32.
They have some holes, though. They do have some holes. They could use some pass rush. They never had any pass rush last season rush the quarterback.
What's that?
They don't have any pass rushers.
Absolutely. They could use a lot of. It's not a perfect thing. Jermaine Johnson's another young player we didn't talk about. Unfortunately, you know, his injury affected the Jets immensely. You're right, though. They passed on some pass rushers. That was definitely a weakness of theirs this year, getting after the quarterback. They're not a perfect roster by no means. They're not a Super Bowl caliber roster, even if maybe I thought last year, but they're still a damn good roster. And it would work. Like, the rebuild works if they get the young quarterback this year that they firmly believe in, maybe. Right? If they had a top two pick and you were telling me they could get Cam Ward, and they believe in Cam Ward, and you want to say, okay, if I draft Cam Ward, I have maybe one tough year here, but then the second year, and certainly the third year, I'm looking to win big. Okay, but they're not going to be able to do that this year. That's hopefully starting next year. Hopefully. And that means losing this year to get to that position next year. So another losing year, and then hopefully the rebuild, when players are probably a little bit too, you know, will be older by the time it comes to fruition, and you've hired a defensive head coach that makes it more difficult to develop the young quarterback. And even if you do develop the young quarterback because you got the right offensive coordinator, the second a job opens up in the NFL for that, the young coordinator who turned a young rookie quarterback around is going to be open for head coaching jobs. Like, it's just... It's part of the reason I didn't want a defensive coordinator, but for me, Glenn has got to be able to start on the best possible foot. And I don't think a case can be made that best foot is starting without Aaron Rodgers. Let's go to Rocco in Saratoga. Rocco, what are you doing, man? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, I know.
You're busy?
Blame it on Barbara. Blame it on Barbara.
I know. Barbara's keeping you up all hours of the night. I understand.
I don't know. Kind of. Yeah. He's keeping me busy, Chris. Let's leave it at that. I don't want to, you know, keeping me busy. That's for sure. I'm sorry I'm missing out, but she's good. She listens when I'm able to sneak out of bed. Okay. But anyway, enough of that, Chris. Let's talk. Hey, Jeff, come on. We definitely have to do something this year. We've been waiting all these years. What do we got? Not next year. Aaron Glenn is the leader of the team now. And with that proud Jet heritage, we got to come through. He's got to get good coordinators, Chris. He's got to hire very good coordinators and let them do their job as he leads the men forward. It's about time, Chris.
Yeah.
It's about time. I'm tired of being the laughing stock.
I agree.
Okay? They say New York Jets. And laugh. Come on. Enough of that. They got to put this together now. Now. Not like next year. They're not going to get a young quarterback. They're not going to be able to do it that way. No more waiting. You wait and then something else pops up. Something else goes wrong. It's win now. You've got to hire good guys around them.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And I don't know. I mean, look, Is the defensive coordinator that overly important for a defensive-minded head coach? I think it's a good idea. I certainly think it's a good idea to get a defensive coordinator with head coaching experience. Steve Wilkes was an intern and did a decent job with won some games with Carolina. Did a decent job there as an intern head coach, and you know didn't do so well in Arizona with the Cardinals. You could argue wasn't given a fair opportunity. Anyone who's fired after 1 year, I think you could make the argument wasn't given a fair opportunity, and especially with the quarterback situation they had there with Josh Rosen. But and then you know they wanted to hire Cliff Kingsbury because they wanted to redraft the quarterback. But still, not a lot of head coaching experience, but some. And again, was a good defensive coordinator for a long time. The last time he tried it in San Francisco was a failure. But that's a decent enough hire. I'm not going to get crazy about it. I don't absolutely love it, but it does check a couple of the boxes I'd be looking for a defensive head coordinator with a defensive head coach and a rookie head coach at that. It does check a couple of the boxes, and it sounds like that's almost going to happen. Where the offensive coordinator comes into play, we've heard a couple of different names, but over the last day, it sounds like the name Nick Caley from the Rams is starting to be the prominent name in the discussion, which, again, he would be going from passing coordinator to offensive coordinator. He hasn't had any experience calling plays, but he comes from the best and most copied, for lack of a better word, the most prominent offense in the NFL from the most prominent offensive mind in the NFL, McVay. So that's a hire that I like. And I'm curious to see how Aaron Rodgers would feel about it and working with that offensive coordinator. And I think once they establish whether or not, I think that's the first word that they're going to have to find out is what's Aaron Rodgers thinking and what is Aaron Glenn thinking. It's got to be the coach's decision. Like that, I mean, I would, if I were Woody Johnson, I'm not, and if I were the owner, I would strongly suggest he keeps him. But it ultimately will be the head coach's decision. And I find it hard to believe that a rookie head coach doesn't want to come in and coach a Hall of Fame caliber player at the quarterback position, as opposed to worrying about fixing the quarterback or who knows what kind of quarterback play you're going to get. So I would be really surprised if Aaron Glenn wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers to be the coach of this team. But I would absolutely let him make the decision. I would implore him to keep him, but I would let him make the decision. And then we got to understand how excited Aaron Rodgers is at the prospect of playing for a rookie head coach and a rookie offensive coordinator. I would think he understands his options are limited. I suppose Pittsburgh would be an option. I guess there's a small chance him finally going to San Francisco could be an option if Brock Purdy is asking for a ton of money and has significant enough elbow damage where they feel it's best to move on and try and win in the next year or two with Aaron Rodgers and Shanahan. But I don't know many great options Rodgers is going to have. And whether I'm naive or not, I do believe Aaron Rodgers came here with the best of intentions. And I do believe he would relish the idea of turning the Jets around and winning. And I do think he chose them for many reasons, including that he believes the roster is pretty good. And his buddy Adams is here. And I know the relationship with Garrett Wilson has been, you know, reported as strained. And we do have the video evidence of them yelling at each other at camp and different things. And sure, once Devontae Adams came in, it felt like the role of Garrett Wilson diminished compared to Devontae Adams. And the targets went down. He still had the most receptions of his career. He had over 100 receptions. And to me, if you start the year from new, right, I don't think it's a naive statement to think Garrett Wilson can still be the number one wide receiver next year or have the role he wants in the offense next year. The ship was sinking. The ship was sinking. And Aaron Rodgers, if he still has visions of playing football in the NFL, was, and he certainly felt like maybe his relationship with the owner was worsening here with the Jets. He was trying to just figure out a way to get some offense going. So he relied on what he knew, and what he knew was Davante Adams. So I think that it's almost inarguable, despite the 100 receptions, how I think it's overblown. Yeah, for sure. By the end of the year, he was targeting his guy. And Davante Adams was the clear-cut number one. And when he was in trouble, he looked to Adams. When he was looking to score a touchdown, he went to Adams. When he was looking to make plays, he went to Adams. There's no doubt about it. But again, that's in a different situation than starting the year and maybe you get a couple wins under your belt and the offense is going, and then you do what's best. The ship was sinking, and he was trying to find anything. So he turned to what he knew. I don't think that means that will be the case. It'll all, as long as Adams is here, that will be the situation between him and Garrett Wilson. I don't think that has to be this, therefore that. I really don't. And I think Breece Hall is capable of having the type of year that, and to prove that he's one of the best, most explosive backs in the NBA, in the NFL. I think he's one of the more, I think right behind Saquon Barkley, you could argue he's as big a home run hitter as there is in the league. Maybe not the best running back necessarily. In short, you know, Derrick Henry hits home runs too. But, I mean, you could argue he's one of the more explosive, you know, turn a run into a 70-yard touchdown run as any this side of Saquon Barkley. I believe in this team. I still do. Not to the level I did, but you bring in a coach, it solves a lot of problems. Let's see if he's a coach. And let's give him an opportunity to prove that to us year one. And then we can move forward knowing we have that answer. And that will make a world of difference for the success and dealing with some of the failures that will come with what comes next.